Brian, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure, my pleasure.
Love the YouTube videos.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Those were a lot of fun to do.
Tell us a little bit about Total Training. I mean, for those who don't know about the company, I mean, we've talked so much about Total Training, this new venture going online. When did the company begin, and when was the decision to take it online?
Well, we started out in 1997. We're 10 years old this year. It's our birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We started out really as just a small kind of private venture between myself and a business partner named John Bell, who was in Seattle. I was in Queens. I had a production facility doing commercials and design work and stuff like that, but I also taught a little After Effects on the side, and we decided to make a training series of a few videotapes to teach how to use Adobe After Effects. I don't know if your audience knows After Effects, but it's a high-end motion graphics application for doing commercials and for doing special effects and compositing and keying and all that kind of stuff.
There's a lot of TV stations out there that use this today. Continued.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's still one of the most popular compositing apps in the world. So I came out with the training series for it with the idea that it might smooth over some of the natural bumps in a production year, because, you know, it's always feast and famine. And it turns out it was just so popular, we decided to build a whole company around it.
And the products have just continued. Was there any, did Adobe look at this and say, well, I don't know about this, or have they really been kind of partners along the whole way?
Adobe has been absolutely a thrilled partner along the whole way. It's been a really great back and forth. They work with us, we work with them, we get involved in the betas early on. One thing about learning to train software is you end up basically pushing every single button in the application when you're going through and showing people how it works. So we're kind of the perfect beta testers in terms of really putting products through the paces and using them the way that the clients should be using them. So we have a great relationship with them. As soon as our first product came out, I heard from the product manager for After Effects that he'd passed a few copies around internally and said, find every place Brian offers a workaround for something, and we got to put that on our feature list for the next version to fix it. So
wow.
It was really kind of fun.
That is awesome. Now, who is the target customer for the new Total Training Online?
Well, it's certainly wider than our original target customers were. We started out with just pretty much creative professionals, but now we've got stuff out there for creative pros, office pros, programmers, developers, motivated enthusiasts, basically anybody who wants to get up to speed really quickly. The software changes so fast. It's constantly changing. The needs of the market are constantly changing. Most people don't have time to sit around and learn this stuff on their own, and most of the applications are so complex now that you may end up learning something but not necessarily learning it the right way. So we just try to give people that extra boost to get where they need to get a little quicker.
Now, as far as putting these together, Brian, what type of preparation goes into planning these out, and how long into the process of that product's release do you put it all together?
Well, it depends on the product. It depends on what shape the product's in, frankly. We can't really train on an application until that application goes into what's called feature complete.
Right.
Which means all the buttons are hooked up and everything's actually working. We did have an application that will remain nameless about 8 years ago, where we were promised by the product management team that the features we were asked to show would be working, and so we demoed and actually faked the demo to make the feature work, and the product actually shipped with those features broken, and guess who gets all the tech support calls? We do. So,
was that Microsoft Bob?
sure. No, it wasn't Bob, but that's a funny product.
Sorry, it's the first one that popped into my head.
Yeah.
What was the biggest hurdle, Brian, in taking this online?
The sheer size of our library was actually the biggest hurdle. We wanted to bring a real valuable library to the market, something that people would see as a real value for the dollar, and want to jump on board. So we ended up having to compress and organize about 800 hours of content.
800 hours?
Holy.
Now, and you've done these in high definition, I would say.
The bulk of them, yeah. We do have some legacy stuff going back to some of the early CS2 products, which were still being produced in standard def, so the window size is a little bit smaller, but everything since then has been produced in high def, and we still produce everything in high def.
Well, what would you say is kind of the benefit, though, for our listeners that want to take one of these courses online? What's the benefit for them doing it online?
Well, one of the really great things about subscribing to a library instead of just buying a single title is if for one reason or another the instructor in a single title doesn't necessarily address the feature that you're looking to learn in the way that you need them to address it, you have other options to sort of cross-reference and see what other applications have covered that same feature in a way that may be more appropriate for you. The cool thing about a whole library is you end up with different opinions on different ways of tackling stuff. Somebody may be very technical, somebody may be very creative. We have a great interface where everything can easily be surfed to and cross-referenced. You can search under keywords and terms, so you can find a bunch of different lessons related to the same topic, and that's all of that kind of cross-connection is something you just can't have with disk-based products.
Hey, well, Brian, I got a quick question for you real quick.
Sure.
Are you when you say library, are you talking about the bundles that are noted on your website? Is that what when you say library?
Sure. Okay. I mean, the way the subscriptions are set up allow you to either focus on a product line or just the whole shebang. You can get a Creative Pro subscription, which would be your basic Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, and related products, or you can get a web subscription, or you can get an Adobe subscription, which covers all Adobe applications, or you can get the whole enchilada, which is, covers Adobe and Microsoft and Apple and anything else that we come out with.
Okay.
All right. So now with this, do they find that the quality is going to be different from the online version versus the DVD version? I mean, is there any give here? I mean, Carol, you were pretty impressed with the quality of this.
Yes, I really like the online version.
So is there any give down there?
Well, you know, there has to be a little bit of give and take when you take something that's designed for disk-based delivery. Certainly that was one of the things we worked the hardest on, was preserving as much of that experience as we possibly could for the web. I mean,
yeah.
We waited to come to the web until we felt we were finally at a point in the industry where enough people had broadband connections, where the compression was good enough, machines were fast enough that we could really deliver what we felt was the kind of quality experience that our customers expect and deliver it online. So we finally feel like we've hit that point in time and compression and in machine speed where that all sort of comes together.
What about recording the program while you're doing it? Is that a capability, or do you find most people really tend to pick up everything they need while they're using this?
Well, of course, it's random access. So once you have a subscription, once you have access, there's no need to really record it. You can always jump back to it. The interface itself allows a lot of it gives you a lot of tools for finding your way back to stuff that you liked. You can bookmark lessons. You can save lessons as favorites. You can, when you go into the website, it'll immediately pick up where you left off, so you don't have to worry about where you were if you get interrupted and you need to go back to the training later. So it makes it really, really easy to get exactly where you want to be. And the chapters tend to be broken up into lessons of 5 to 10 minutes, and so it's really easy to kind of navigate right to where you want to be.
I think, Carol, you said that it was like task-based, so you needed to complete a certain task using Flash. You were able to go right to that task.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a good way to lay that out. Did you get a lot of feedback from people who had used the DVD versions to how to set it up for the online versions?
We did. We certainly poured through not only a lot of user requests and comments, but also a lot of what the competition was doing, and we arrived at what we felt was a really great version one of a new way of delivering online stuff. The task-based approach is really important to us. It's always been important to us from the beginning that we provide good, high-quality project files in addition to just the lessons, so that people are actually moving along and doing the same things that they're seeing on screen, which we think really reinforces the stuff that we're trying to teach.
Well, let's talk about the actual courses themselves. What are some of the courses that are available?
Well, there's the whole Adobe product line currently up there for Creative Pro, which is Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, etc. There's the web applications, which would be your Flash and your Dreamweaver, which is what Carol's going through now, and a few others. There's the Adobe Video applications will be coming online this month. CS3 video stuff just started shipping, so we're getting the last of those products to market now. That would be After Effects and Premiere, Encore, etc. In addition to that, we've also expanded our partnerships from Adobe to Microsoft, and we offer a few Office-related things, as well as their new Expression line of products. I don't know if you guys have kept up with Microsoft Expression, but yeah. There's some really fun stuff and innovative stuff in there, and we've got training for all of their packages. And then there's developer training as well, so if people want to learn how to write programs, how to actually generate software themselves, we've got training for that as well.
Now, how does this work for the subscription? Is it an annual, a monthly, a weekly? How does it work?
We're currently set up for annual subscriptions. The rates are extremely reasonable, ranging from $150 to $250 a year, depending on what you pick up, which is pretty much in line with buying a single one of our disk-based products, so we think it's a real bargain. There have been some requests for monthly subscriptions as well. We're looking into that, but right now it's a yearly thing.
That's pretty cool. Now, if a company wants to set this up so they have their employees so they can be well-versed in some of these programs for, you know, InDesign and stuff like that, how would they do this? Where do they go to sign up?
Well, if anyone wants to sign up, they should come. Anyone listening to the radio show should come to totaltraining.com/radio. But basically visit the Total Training website and just follow the links. It's really, really easy to sign up. You can actually come there now and get a free guest pass if you want to check out the quality of the content yourself and the way the interface works, etc. Just sign up, get a username and password that'll get you 2 days free access to a lot of the content so you can evaluate it. If a company wants to come sign up a bunch of their employees and is looking for a site license or something like that, of course we can accommodate that as well, but that'd probably be a better thing to just pick up the phone and give one of our salespeople a call. But all that information's on the website.
Very cool. Yeah, that number 800-546-9620. And again, they go to totaltraining.com/radio. Now, Brian, big question. What type of computer would I need to have?
If your computer can run the software that you're trying to train on, it'll be capable to run the training.
And
we've tried to match our specs to the specs of the actual target audience.
Now, this is interesting, too, because in this situation, you could have somebody who is maybe contemplating or thinking about going out and getting CS3. They could actually watch this without even having the program on their computer to get an idea of what it can do, couldn't they?
Oh, sure. In fact, that happens all the time. People will buy the application the application training to determine whether even the features are worth upgrading to.
What is the most requested product you're getting, Brian?
Probably our most popular product is Photoshop right now. I know you guys talk about Photoshop a lot. Everybody talks about Photoshop a lot. All roads lead through Photoshop. So it is a deep program, and there's an awful lot of creative stuff you can do with it. So not only do we have probably the most titles on Photoshop, but that's also certainly the most viewed subset that we have.
You going to be at Photoshop World this year?
I think we'll probably have some representation there. Cool. I don't usually go personally, but we typically have people there.
You're going to be busy making more videos because your video is a lot of fun. How can our listeners see that? You haven't posted that on Total Training, have you?
We haven't yet. We expect it to be up there soon. But if you're talking about the commercial, the old versus new commercial, it's a sort of a parody on the Mac versus PC. But actually, in my head, it's more of a parody of the parodies of the Mac versus PC ads, where basically I'm talking to myself and we make fun of the fact that we're ripping off Apple. So they can see that on YouTube if they just look up the new Total Training.
Very cool.
And it's been pretty popular. It's had a few thousand hits, so a lot of good comments. So I'm very pleased with the viral nature. That's the first time we've tried anything like this, and it's been pretty popular.
And I was told you're a little more like the guy on the right.
I am these days. But the guy on the left, that's pretty much accurate me 10 years ago.
That is awesome. Well, happy birthday to Total Training again, and our listeners should definitely check this out. Give us that website address one more time.
www.totaltraining.com/radio.
Very cool. Brian, thanks for coming on the show, man.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Take care.